Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
This morning on the third hour of Today, holiday headache from packed highways to crowded airports. We could be in for some travel fireworks this 4th of July weekend. What to expect and the worst times to hit the road. Then our holiday asked and answered, from food prep to sunscreen to swimming. We're helping you celebrate summer safely. Plus, it wouldn't be a summer party without cocktails. How to make big batch recipes for all of your guests. And our 30-day walking plan was so much fun, we're stepping into a new month with a new fitness challenge. And we want you to start today and join in. That's all ahead today, Friday, July 1st, 2022.
Live from Studio 1A in Rockefeller Plaza, this is the third hour of Today.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the third hour of Today. I am Dylan here with two very special guests. We've got Tom Yamas, Jacob Soboroff, keeping me company this morning, Alan Kragerhoff. Chanel is not here, but she's not off. We're going to check with her in just a few minutes. But I'm like stuffed from shoving burgers and hot dogs.
Oh, smash burger.
So good. Yeah, never had one before.
Everything was perfect.
So that like checks off what I need to eat this weekend. You know, I got the burger and dog covered. What are your big plans for the weekend?
Crazy fireworks. Get insane. No, I'm joking. we're going to do low-key. We're going to watch the fireworks show. I mean, we're so looking forward to that. We can see it from our rooftop, so we're going to see it over the East River.
Oh, that's fun.
We were joking about it before in the earlier hours, but you've actually set your trash can on fire for fireworks.
We thought we knew what we were doing, and we're being safe, maybe being a little crazy. But 30 minutes later, the trash can was on fire, and it was on the Ring cam, and like the neighbor came over. So we've learned our lesson.
No joke. Be careful. Yeah. We're here. We'll be upstate. We're going to be having a nice time. But you're going to be doing the show.
Yes, Craig and I are co-hosting the Macy's Fireworks Spectacular.
It's so cool.
I'm so excited for it because, you know, a couple years ago we did it in the height of COVID. We were on top of a hotel with nobody around, and they had pre-taped all the fireworks displays and mashed them all together. So now, you know, last year it was back in live fireworks, and this year we get to host it. And there's so many stars that are lined up to perform. Brett Eldridge, Carly Pierce, Pitbull.
What?
Gonna be there, Pitbull? Just to name a few.
Okay, My wife is going to love it. She's the biggest Pitbull fan there is. Happy birthday, Nicole, by the way.
It's her birthday, too.
It's everyone's birthday. I know. It's kind of crazy.
What is going on? Of course, you can catch the Macy's 4th of July Fireworks Spectacular Monday night at 8 p.m. right here on NBC, and, of course, Peacock as well.
Our nation's birthday, most important.
Yeah. Yes.
4th of July
Not
week.
Most importantly, take that back.
Yeah, sure. A second to my wife's.
Yes.
4th of July weekend doesn't just mean fireworks, you guys. You know this. It also means road trips. And right now, there are tens of millions of people loading up their cars, getting ready to hit the road after the Today Show airs. And millions more are heading to airports, crossing their fingers that their flights are not canceled nor delayed. NBC's Tom Costello is covering all things getaway for us this morning. Hey, Tom.
Wait, I got breaking news I want to start with. Happy birthday to my daughter, Chloe, whose birthday is on Sunday. We're going to celebrate.
What was 9 months ago?
It's going to be a big deal, fireworks, everything. Yeah.
Sorry,
all right, let's talk about what is a pocketbook issue. Pocketbook issue for everybody right now. It is, of course, the summer getaway. Listen, the vast majority of people are going to decide to pay whatever it takes, $5 a gallon in some cases, and get out on the roads. That's the vast majority of travelers. If you are flying, you got to get there early just in case things get canceled, rebooked. We've already got 225 or so flights canceled today, despite blue sky days, 450 yesterday. I hate to say it, it's a cliche, but it's true. Pack your patience, guys.
For Americans celebrating the 4th away from home, from the highways to the skyways, the great escape is well underway. And for some families, this Independence Day may also celebrate a freedom of sorts from COVID, with the youngest kids now eligible for vaccines. Nearly 48 million people are traveling over this holiday, a record 42 million by car, despite record high gas prices for the 4th of July weekend.
Gas prices are insane.
But even as drivers pay a national average of $4.84 a gallon for regular, experts say for many families planning to take a trip this summer, going by car may still be the most affordable option. for a vehicle getting an average of 25 miles to the gallon. A round trip from Vegas to the Grand Canyon, just over $120. Charlotte to the Outer Banks, less than $140. Even Kansas City to Denver, a nearly 1,200-mile round trip, just over $200. But factor in meals and hotels, and it all adds up.
With kids this age, we'd love to go to Disney World, but getting there and staying there, and it makes more sense to stay close.
The flying public is also paying more.
For 4th of July weekend, travelers paid an average of about $440, up 45% compared to what they would have paid in 2019.
And not just on airfare.
The cost to rent a car this year is 70% more than it was the same month in 2019. So already rental car prices are bonkers.
On Thursday, Delta pilots, in the midst of a labor contract dispute, picketed several airports nationwide, saying they're overworked, as airlines, some of which have already trimmed back summer schedules, face an ongoing pilot shortage. The wild card this weekend and beyond, the weather.
Thunderstorms from Florida up into the southeastern U.S.
All of it creating a rocky travel season over the 4th and through the summer.
Every flight we were on was overbooked. It's going to get worse as the weekend comes on, I'm sure.
All right, attention travelers, a couple of alerts. If you are driving, the busiest time on the roads is going to be between noon and 9 o'clock tonight. Doesn't matter your time zone, noon to 9 p.m. tonight. So you may want to avoid those periods. Also, a reminder, today is the day United, Delta, and American start trimming their schedules going forward through the rest of the summer. So if you've got flights booked through the rest of the summer, watch the apps, watch the airline apps, watch your schedules, watch your bookings. You could get rebooked, and you need to be, again, flexible just in case things start to get changed up on you at the last minute. Guys, back to you.
Good advice, Tom. And if you have to leave right now, you can listen to us on SiriusXM on your way to wherever you're going. Tom, thanks.
It is funny. I have a flight at the end of the month, and I checked my app, and it's already, you know, there's been a change. I don't remember what the original flight was, but it's already been adjusted, so timing's been pushed back a lot through the day, so on the return flight, too. So check your apps if you have those flights.
It's good to know. Our friend Chanel hopped on a flight out west, speaking of traveling, and she headed to Colorado for the Aspen Ideas Festival, where some of the most inspiring people, thinkers, and leaders from around the world are gathering and engaging in deep and thoughtful discussions all week long. It's kind of weird, Dylan. I feel bad. We weren't invited. Jacob and Chanel are both there. Clearly, they are big timers.
It's right. I know, Chanel, and absolutely beautiful behind you too. What do you think of Aspen?
It is. It's so beautiful, isn't it? Good morning to all of you guys. So here's the thing. Aspen is beautiful. It's small. It's a little city tucked inside these beautiful green mountains. And the Aspen Ideas Festival continues to grow. It's been taking place for over 15 years, and it brings together the greatest thought leaders and idea smiths, if you will, to share their best ideas. This festival has seen everything from climate change to Shakespeare. In fact, our good friend Yamiche Alcindor interviewed Secretary Hillary Clinton. That was a big one. So really, it's just been an amazing time. And Jacob, I just saw the app. I swear your name is on there like 97 times.
I did have four panels, but it was all at the beginning of the week. I wanted to hang and be there with you, but I didn't get the chance. I heard, Chanel, last night you took part in a conversation with Selma Blair, the actress, as part of the festival. What an incredible story. What a person of extreme resilience. How's she doing?
She's so lovely. You know, she has multiple sclerosis, and she's actually doing really well. Her MS is in remission, and she was in good spirits. It was really amazing to spend time with her and hear firsthand her ultra compelling story that brought so many people to tears. We laughed at times. She has a book. It's called Mean Baby, and she recounts her childhood. If you don't know, I mean, she dealt with chronic pain. I think she had a fever for like years when she was a little girl, depression. She started drinking alcohol when she was 7 years old. She talks about drinking with friends in fourth grade and fifth grade, but everything changed in some ways for the better when she finally received her diagnosis from her doctor. Here's some of what she had to say.
It was the first time that I was like, yes, I'm so, like, I thought I had to cry because you're supposed to, but I was so thrilled that there was, that I was real and that I wasn't making everything up. It was a game changer to feel seen. We talk about it all the time, even on the show. You have to be your own advocate.
It was so good. I mean, you know, a lot of people deal with chronic pain and people tell them it's in their head. I mean, her legs would go numb when she was a kid. I mean, it was tough. And she always talked about labels, right? They called her a mean baby. They said she was manic depressive. And so I think sometimes what you think about, you bring about, right? So I told her, I said, you know what, Selma? Everywhere I go, people tell me one word that describes you. And this is what I told her. Listen to this.
So everyone I talked to who bumped into you in the lobby, one of my colleagues who's interviewed you before, do you know what label they give you?
What?
Lovely.
I always wanted that. Thank you. This was the first time someone ever said to me, always, I cannot tell you, my entire life, if someone I heard, they say, oh, do you know Selma or Blair? They go, oh, yeah. She's crazy, right? No. That girl's crazy. They, we always say that. And I'd go, why crazy? And that means
lovely.
So much.
She made me want to cry. Actually, she did cry. Her agent pulled me aside afterwards, and she said, you know, you really got to her with that because, you know, for so long in her life, it's been, oh, she's kind of crazy or she's the zany one. So to look at her in the eye and say, you know what, you're lovely, you're delightful. It's like, I think she really gave herself a moment to receive it. So it's just been a really nice time. You know, this is called the Ideas Festival. I get it, Jacob. I see why we had so many, you know, sessions. People are searching for answers, and this is a great place. Hello. To do it.
One thing you got to be very careful of, Chanel, is the altitude. So you be careful up there. Drink a lot of water, okay?
Listen, you see what I have? I've got this chlorophyll water. I had an oxygen tank. I'm not even kidding.
Oh,
I went to my room yesterday. I had oxygen in my nose. Supposedly, it really helped. Well, the oxygen really helped. And then now that I'm ready, I have to fly back to you guys today. I'm like, now that I'm all, you know, altitude prepared.
Now you're going to have, like, low elevation sickness when you get back. Chanel, thank you.
Exactly. But this is my new favorite thing, Dylan. I'm going to bring
I'm
you
sure
some.
I'm sure it is.
Chlorophyll water.
Add it to the list. Safe travels,
Chanel.
Cheers. Chanel, I hope
love you
don't
guys.
Hit any delays.
Bye.
All right.
We do want to mention that NBC Universal News Group is the media partner for the Aspen Ideas Festival.
All right. Coming up next, our holiday asked and answered. Dr. Natalie Azar is taking your questions, like how often do you really need to reapply sunscreen? Then as we head into Independence Day weekend, we're going to tell you about the organization that is making a difference in the lives of Navy SEALs and their families. We'll be right back.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. With blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. Discover legendary tastes with America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
When you're hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging to connect with candidates faster. Plus, 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/today. Just go to Indeed.com/today right now and support this show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/today. Conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
So, as you might have heard, today kicks off the 4th of July weekend. But before you run out for some well-deserved fun in the sun, we've got NBC News medical contributor Dr. Natalie Azar to answer some of your burning questions to keep us safe all summer long. Dr. Azar, good morning.
Good morning. Burning, no pun intended.
We are burning up, especially outside. Our first question comes from Amanda in Long Island. Okay. It is very important this time of year. Let's watch.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Dr. Azar. My 3-year-old daughter loves water, but sometimes I get really nervous. What are some things I should keep in mind while we're at the pool?
Such an important question, and I know, like, anyone who has kids who know how to swim start to breathe a big sigh of relief, but you still need to be careful. So, unfortunately, kids between the ages of 1 and 4 are the most likely to suffer drowning, and then next comes adolescence. Tips for parents and caregivers out there, always have your children at arm's length away from you. Avoid distracting. We have a graphic up for folks, yes. Avoid distractions, alcohol, and now in this day and age, cell phone use, you know, clicking and everything like that.
Yes, you should have life vests around if you're in a body of water, lakes and oceans and pools, but parents, do not rely on floaties. They are no substitute for parental supervision. The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends that you can start swim lessons as early as age one. Mm-hmm. Everybody around should know CPR. And probably the biggest one, which we didn't put in the graphic in capital letters, is make sure you have a fence around that pool, mm-hmm. all four corners.
Yeah, that's so important. It's mm-hmm. scary.
It is scary.
Our next question is from Kristen in New Jersey. Let's watch.
Hi, Dr. Azar. We spend our days outside at the pool. How often should we be reapplying sunscreen? And what do we do if we get burned?
Great questions. So sunscreen recommendations, you want to do an SPF of 30 or more. Mm-hmm. You want to reapply every 2 hours, but especially if your kids are sweating a lot or swimming a lot, mm-hmm. you should reapply when they get out of the pool, right? Always wait about 15 to 20 minutes to let the sunscreen sink in before they go back into the water. Mm-hmm. Another thing to really keep in mind is with these sunburns, we have tips for our viewers as well for this. You can do a cool bath or a shower. You can do aloe vera, and I know a lot of folks like to put the aloe vera in the refrigerator, so it's mm-hmm. especially cool and soothing. You want to drink a lot of water because a lot of that, you know, you're sweating a lot and everything. Right. You want to keep up with your hydration. If you do develop blisters, don't pop them. Oh. Allow them to heal. Popping right. them can introduce the risk of infection and things like that, so it's super uncomfortable, but leave them alone.
And most importantly, if you're sunburned, do we have my picture? I went on vacation. No. We were overseas. I got a really bad sunburn, and this is what happens. Where is it? Do we have it?
This is you today.
That's
no,
you
this
sunburn.
Is me today. I look sunburned for today. I guess I don't have it. Anyway, I was hunkered down. I had to be under a towel and under an umbrella the entire time.
Oh,
long
wow.
sleeve shirt.
Well, that's the thing. You know, you go out, you're so excited on the first right. day, and then you've just blown your whole vacation.
Horrible.
Right?
You need one of those sun shirts, you know? I'm a big fan of dressing the boys yeah. just like head
Absolutely.
To toe.
It was a rookie mistake.
You too, and you feel great afterwards.
Yeah.
Take all the sunscreen off.
Absolutely.
We have another question from, I believe it is Corey in Brooklyn. He wants to know, Dr. Azar, I love a good 4th of July barbecue like we all do. What are some of your food safety tips when grilling?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. So there's so many different ways to approach this. Like, how is it safe to grill? Like, you should have it 10 feet away from the house and clean and make sure the gas isn't leaking and all of that stuff. But some principles to keep in mind, we have a graphic, obviously, for our viewers. We came prepared this morning, is to make sure that you don't cross-contaminate, right? So if you have, or you're marinating something, you have juices from meat, you don't want to get that on a cutting board where you're then going to be cutting raw vegetables. Use a thermometer and make sure that you're cooking your meat to the correct temperature. The stuff all on the CDC website is phenomenal. If you're finished grilling, you want to refrigerate your leftovers within 2 hours. Mm-hmm. And you also want to clean the grill surface before you start to cook, just with like a moist towel. And then after you cook, you want to scrape and do that everything right after grilling.
But what happens if you inhale a smash burger, a hot dog, and tater tots with more ground beef on them?
You sweat through
your suit. Yeah, exactly. Dr. Azar, thank you as always. Great
welcome.
Tips. Everybody be safe out there. Have a wonderful 4th of July week, and we'll
you
see
too.
You on the flip side.
Thank you so much. All right, coming up next, a glimpse into the lives of some of the most elite members of the military, the Navy SEALs, the special organization helping them and their families thrive. Then later, WWE superstar The Miz is here to talk some trash and tell us about his golf game, too. I need to find out more about that. We'll be right back. We are back with our series, The Upside, and as we prepare to celebrate our independence, it's the perfect time to recognize our military men and women. So this morning, we are shining a light on the Navy SEAL Foundation and the incredible work they are doing for thousands of SEALs and their families.
They are the best commandos in the world, fighting behind the scenes in the most high-risk global hotspots.
The United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden, the leader of Al-Qaeda.
In 2011,
within seconds, the two special forces teams flooded the compound.
The world caught a glimpse of the secretive life of Navy SEALs during the daring and courageous SEAL Team 6 mission in Pakistan.
Most hunted man in the world killed by U.S. special forces in Pakistan.
New details about the operation.
Bin Laden would not be taken alive.
And every time they are at war, so are their families, who live each day not knowing where their loved ones are or if they are safe.
You really can't spend your time in that space worrying about every what if, but it is there all the time. And you certainly, you know, you think about it and it affects your daily life.
Robin King knows this drill well as the wife of Navy SEAL Bill King.
We met in high school. We went to college. moved to LA, got married, bought a house, had a dog, careers, all of that wonderful stuff. And life was really good. And he came home one day and said, I want to be a Navy SEAL. I didn't grow up in a military family, so I knew nothing about life in the military, but it definitely did not sound like what I thought I had signed up for when I got married.
Bill's first deployment was on their daughter's first birthday in 1994, and Robin started on-the-job training of learning how to be a special warfare wife and mother.
I think all of the wives would agree that while these guys are very different, there is a common thread through them, a calm under pressure.
Robin started working at the Navy SEAL Foundation in 2000 with just three people and $14,000 for scholarships. Two decades later, she is now CEO of this $30 million nonprofit, overseeing 30 programs that address the needs of the SEAL teams and their families.
I don't think anybody comes out of this career unscathed.
Many SEALs serve for more than 20 years. Eventually, their bodies wear out or get injured, but their minds need a hard pivot if they are to succeed as civilians.
I mean, a guy may have been a sniper in the teams. You know, you're not going to go to a company and say, hey, I'm a sniper.
The foundation helps team members with new careers, with health and wellness, PTSD, scholarships for children, and support for working mothers and Gold Star families.
We can bring these kids together and let them know that they're not alone.
Community events and camps are favorites that help children feel less alone.
Those kids get to come together. They get to be with other families in Naval Special Warfare where they can relax and really talk about what it is that they deal with. Because you don't really do that at normal camp with kids who are different aspects of life.
Robin and Bill's daughters are grown now, all veterans of a life way outside the box, but one she said she wouldn't have any other way.
I think my kids really appreciate quality family time, not so much dates on calendars. That doesn't matter to my girls because they know that you just celebrate another day. It's the time together with the family that matters the most.
And support is so important as well. Robin says that after September 11th, the Navy SEAL community had to learn quickly how to widen a support net for what would become 20 years of war. But she is confident the community is ready now for whatever the future holds. And by the way, her husband, Bill, is still an active Navy SEAL. So we want to thank him and the families for their service because the families go through a lot.
Thank you so much to all of them. What an extraordinary journey.
And I'm glad you did that story because these wives, a lot of times, they're heroes as well.
Right.
They carry so much of the burden as well. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, up next, we're taking a turn and welcoming WWE superstar, The Miz. What? You know how many Royal Rumbles this guy has done? It's the real deal. He's here to tell us some big events, his reality show, and a new rivalry with Jacob Soboroff. Then later, you don't have to lift weights like this, like
you.
The Miz.
Yeah,
it's
I guess
all,
he would. I already died, actually.
I would pay to watch The Miz take on Jacob. Check this out. You know what's coming up. Stephanie Mansour is here again, talking to us about getting the arms ready. You know what we're talking about, the gun show. We see it there already. We'll be right back.
Can we do that before I fight The Miz?
Yeah, right.
Only the biggest superstars get this invite right now. The Miz is here, live in person. During this week's Monday Night Raw, you saw him there. And The Miz is known for another hit, too, a reality series on the USA Network, Miz and Mrs., where he lets viewers in on his family life?
Yes.
Miz, welcome, man. Great
Thank
to have
you very much. It's very nice to be here. It's an honor.
So tell us about that show. How is it? Is it fun doing it?
Oh, man, it's an absolute blast. Like, it brings my family together. Some people are like, oh, you know, I'm not sure about reality shows. My family is like, my dad won't come unless we're filming. So it's fun. The girls like it. Yeah. And we just enjoy ourselves.
And the family got used to all the cameras pretty quickly.
Oh, my gosh. My girls are hams for the camera. If the camera's around, they're doing this in front of it. I wonder who they get it from.
I was going to say.
Yeah, right? Where does that come from? So tell us about this Money in the Bank thing. What can be?
Oh, man. Expect? So actually, tonight is the, on SmackDown, is the last qualifying match to be a part of the premium live event called Money in the Bank, which is on the Peacock Network. And basically what it is a briefcase is suspended 20 feet in the air, and you have to climb a ladder in order to get it. I have been able to obtain this contract. The contract is you can challenge the champion anytime, anywhere. Okay. So let's say the champion just got through a really brutal match. He can barely stand. I can walk out and say, I want a match with that guy right here, right now. It's how I became a two-time WWE champion.
I don't know if you know this, but you're sitting next to a two-time biggest fan of WWE.
Oh, here we go.
Mr. Yamas. No. Some archival. Can we pull it up, please?
No. Let me see. What do you have here?
Let's take a look at this.
There you go, man.
There you go. Tom Yamas.
135, all muscle there and mean. There we go. Look at this.
So he wanted to be you. Instead, he's one of the most acclaimed journalists in the United States.
Thank you. I'll take that, Jacob. I would not get in the ring with this guy, though.
Let me ask you, Miz. So this is season three, right?
Yes, season three of Miz and Mrs.
You've got your parents on the show, your mother-in-law's on the show. What's it like? You produce it. What's it like to have everybody so closely together and then air it all out on television?
Oh, my goodness. You know, there's always a lot of drama, but I feel like our drama is comedy. And honestly, it just makes you really laugh. Like, when I was on Dancing with the Stars, my mother-in-law, like, I couldn't. So people are like, well, why don't you just dance with your wife? Like, she doesn't know the cha-cha. Like, you have to have steps for the cha-cha. Guess who knows the cha-cha? Margeau. So I have to go to my mother-in-law and be like, Margeau, can you teach me the cha-cha? Like, our dancers, our pros, only have so much time allotted, so I needed time to practice. I had to get good.
It's cool to see you guys all together, and you guys are so open about it. I mean, Is that hard to do, to just say, we're going to let you guys in?
No, I mean, that when we first started with this show, we were like, we're going to give everything. We are going to give our lives, because that's what makes it more real and makes you feel what we're going through in life. It gives you the behind-the-scenes look of what it is to be a WWE superstar. And my wife is a WWE superstar as well, so it's like, it gives you that dynamic. And that's kind of what we're looking for to give everyone out there. Because it's honestly, we all have, I mean, a lot of people have kids. And a lot of people go through the same things no matter who you are or what job you have. It does not matter when you have kids, because they don't care.
They don't care. And I have to ask, because I know you have a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old. I have 3 young kids. And we have this big golf tournament coming up.
Big time.
American Century Championship.
I've been training. I don't know about it. Have you been training?
Well, how do you find time to train with kids?
I live on a golf course, and I take them out with me. Now, so I take them out with me. I have a 2.5 and 4-year-old, and I just found out that I think my 2.5-year-old is a lefty like me.
Right. And it's hard to find lefty kids clubs.
It is, but I found this little one. She has a driver, and she swings hard.
Oh,
and I'm like,
awesome.
Oh, man, this is amazing. So I'm not sure if they like the golfing or if they like getting in the golf cart and getting M&Ms.
Are they coming to the tournament?
They're not coming to the tournament. I need focus.
I
don't want to hit somebody.
That's why I came in last
I hope you guys get paired up. That'd be cool to see.
That would be
so much good. SummerSlam too?
SummerSlam is coming
up.
Yeah, I do not stop. Logan Paul called me out 2 days ago. So, I mean, I got to figure out what I'm going to do there. Monday Night Raw, I'm going to make a big announcement. So don't you worry about that.
Oh, man. Okay, I could spend all day. Look at this. This guy's coming for the Miz.
He's coming for the Miz.
All right, we
got to
go.
For me.
I'm getting in trouble. We got to go. Miz, thank you so much for stopping
by.
Thanks,
thank you guys very much.
Yeah, WWE Money in the Bank, 8 o'clock tomorrow, 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific, streaming live on the mothership Peacock. And new episodes of Miz and Mrs. airs on Mondays at 11 p.m., 10 Central on USA Network.
And coming up, our new Start Today Challenge. Fitness expert Stephanie Mansour is answering your questions about how to tone up our upper bodies. And then later, we're punching up your party plans with cocktails and mocktails for all of your guests. We will be right back on the third hour of Today.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. Mixed with blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar for the perfect balance of sweet, salty, and sour every time. Discover legendary taste with Cayman Jack, America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
All right, it's a new month, so we're stepping it up a notch. We are going to start today with a new fitness challenge.
Yeah, we had so much fun with our 30-day walking plan that we're launching our month-long upper body training plan.
I'm going to need more than 1 month to get my upper body in shape. Fitness expert and leader of our Start Today online community, Stephanie Mansour, is here to answer some of your questions. Stephanie, welcome.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
Okay, so Ellen in Maryland has a question for us for starters. Let's take a look. She says, how can a 60-year-old get started with weight training? You got advice for beginners like her and me?
Yes, absolutely. So especially as we get older, we lose that bone density. So we're trying to build the muscle mass, but we want to start small. I don't want anyone to get hurt lifting weights. So I do have you starting off here with 1 pound
with my
dumbbell.
1 pounders.
Yes.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Man.
It's a little heavy.
Guys, oh, man.
It's a little heavy.
I know, but this is really the whole premise of our Start Today workout plans, guys, is to make this accessible. So I want to make sure that we're starting small.
It's about confidence, right?
Exactly.
You got to build your confidence.
Yes. Research shows that those smaller, shorter goals build your confidence, so then you want to keep going. So you're going to be doing side extensions there, out to the side, those lateral raises.
You?
Yeah, help me out here, Tom.
This is so important.
Just in case. My arms are shaking.
It's so important
you're
that you're starting
now, but
out
you do
light.
You do a few reps and forget it.
Right, exactly. Go. Yeah, and you want to make sure that your traps are relaxed here, that you're really working the shoulders. And same thing when we talk about resistance bands, start light. Get the ultra-light resistance band so that you feel really stretchy.
Okay.
So it makes it easier for you to do this. So go ahead and step on it, Jacob, here, and we're going to do those lateral side raises here. Good. Out to the side. Again, make sure you're relaxing the shoulders. If it's too heavy, you're going to start going like this, which is not what we want. I've paid close attention to form.
Keep them shoulders down.
All right, let's get a chair and some water for Jacob. Up next, we have a question from Shaquilla. Let's take a look.
Hello. My question is, how do you hold dumbbells to lift them properly?
It's a good question, right?
This is a great question. So you hold the dumbbells differently based on the exercise you're doing.
Right.
So you want to make sure for a bicep curl, for example, the resistance here is as we curl up. So we're holding underneath the weights. We're not holding on top of the weights like this.
Yeah.
But then when we do an overhead press, when we're pressing the weight above our head, palms face forward, hold those weights. And you want to make sure you don't have a death grip here.
Right.
I think he knows his way around the gym here, holding them like that.
He does, but you know
what? Tell me more,
So many of our members, this is the first time they're exercising in decades. And the reason why the walking plan was so popular is because it was just 20 minutes of walking.
Right.
Any speed, any pace, yes. And this routine is only 10 minutes long with some of these exercises that you've seen here. So I want to move on to our next question because, the next one is huge. Everyone complains about this.
Okay, so listen to this. This is from our friend Vicky.
I'm wondering, what is the best exercise for the underarm area? It is such an issue for many women, including me, and I feel like the area has gotten even worse since I've turned 50.
Yeah, the worst is when you go wave to somebody and it's like, oh.
Come on.
I know. And I want us all to grab the flab this summer.
Okay.
So we're going to grab the flab by the horns. So tricep extensions here, tricep kickbacks. We're going to lean over, abs in, hug those elbows in tight. Good. And then kick the weights back.
Okay.
Good. And then come to center. I love this still. And this looks great. Kick the weights back. Good. So we're forming up right there and we hug those elbows in. You can actually lower the elbows a little more by your side.
Should I wear 4-inch heels normally?
You know, I love that you're doing this. You don't actually have to put on workout clothes to do this 10-minute arm routine. Guys.
That's true. So, you could just do it at work.
Right. Yeah, you could. And only 10 repetitions of each exercise. And then we move on to the next exercise and repeat it all for 5 rounds.
Okay.
So we've got one more question, I think.
Yes,
right.
One more quick question is just how can you lift weights without bulking up?
Yes, without bulking. Okay. So this is a great question because, again, if you're a muscle man in the gym, guys, you're looking to bulk up.
She's not looking at me when she said that.
A lot of our viewers, though, just want that sleek, toned look.
Ripped.
So I want to make sure that we're starting with those 1 pound weights, those 3 pound
weights
that you guys have, the lighter weights, and add repetitions. Don't add extra weight.
Okay.
Because when we do that, we start to compromise our form. And again, you can get up off the couch, do these exercises. Even if you don't have weights or resistance bands, do air curls.
You're waiting for water
to boil. You made me feel so good about myself lifting these 1 pounders. Thank you. And to our viewers for those questions as well, join our Start Today Upper Body Challenge by scanning that QR code below or head to today.com/health. Do not forget to join our Start Today Facebook group for some community motivation as well.
Let's go, Jacob. We got you.
Keep it going.
Let's go.
There
you go.
Is this a trust fall? Are we going to trust fall?
We're spotting you, baby.
We
got it.
We're going to bash cocktails, perfect for a 4th of July bash. Looking good.
I need to drink that right now.
Protein shake.
Yeah. Put some protein powder in there.
Wow. Come on, Tom. Let's go.
We are back with our series Can't Miss Summer, and we are beating the heat with refreshing drinks. So here to help us is a member of our own Today Show family.
Yeah, we're so excited about this. Katie Stilo is our culinary producer. She works behind the scenes prepping all of the food segments you see on the air. She also gets us, the talent, ready for all these segments. She's so amazing. This morning, she's making batch cocktails for all of our guests at holiday gatherings. Katie, good morning.
Good morning.
She's a legend. This is a legend right here.
And her drinks are so good.
Quickly, follow her on Instagram, but also quickly tell the story. Your name wasn't Stilo until this week.
Yeah, so for about the last 28 years, I've been saying Katie Stilo, but it turns out my trip to Italy the last few weeks, I went to where my family is from in Italy. It's called Stilo. So this is my official rebrand of my name. I am Katie Stilo. So I'm
Stilo.
Yes.
And still very cool. So, Katie, look, I have a fear of this, too. It's like you make one cocktail for someone, you feel fine. You make a batch for a lot of people. It's like, do I got the recipe
right? It can be intimidating, for sure. But there's a couple do's and don'ts before we get into making the cocktails. First things first, don't add ice to your pitcher. I know it might seem like you want to chill your drink down, but chill your drink in the fridge, and then when you're ready to serve, pour it over ice like these. So we have some cubes over here. We have some pineapple juice that I froze with raspberries. Cool. I have some white cranberry juice with strawberries and some blueberries. This way, when your cocktail melts, it'll add flavor instead of adding water, which is great.
Okay, so there's no water in these.
Exactly. It's just juices. So the sugar content has to freeze.
Perfect.
Over here, we're talking about practical garnishes, and also think seasonal when you're making your cocktails.
Okay.
If you're not sure what's in season, head to the farmer's market, talk to the farmers, ask them what's around. Yeah, cherries. Good, right?
So good.
All over Italy. Now, as you know, it's the summer of Italy. Everyone on Instagram is there, including Jacob and myself. So we're going to rub that in a little bit.
Spicy too here, or what's
going on? If you want to rim your glass with a little bit of, we have some tahine, we have some chili powder, we have some ground ginger. It adds
this
a nice little
touch. Mocktail.
The first one's a mocktail, yeah. So you can make a bunch of different simple syrups for your guests. I have a strawberry basil, a cherry lime, and a warm vanilla spice, which is great. Add a little bit of club soda over top, and your guests can make it as sweet or as not sweet as they'd like.
Wow.
So it's great for little kids or non-alcoholic people who would like to
drink. It's always good to have a mocktail, because when you don't want to drink, people aren't asking, why aren't you drinking?
Yeah,
they don't know. It's
exactly.
Look out for that peer pressure.
Tom, are you hiding something?
Yeah, I know, right?
The first drink, I'm calling the crowd pleaser, because everyone loves a glass of sangria when you go to a barbecue. So in here, I have some stone fruits instead of your typical apples and oranges. I have some apricots, I have some cherries, I have some peaches. I'm adding a lot of wine. My mom who's watching this at home will be like, that's my girl, and that's true.
But not just white, right?
Only white wine.
Oh,
and we're gonna sweeten this with the syrup from Amarena cherries.
Oh!
Yeah, so it really bumps that cherry flavor. They're wild cherries that grow in the Bologna region of Italy.
Is that easy to find anywhere?
You can find them all over New York and all over the world. You can get them on Amazon.
Smells amazing.
Yeah.
What was that last step?
A little bit of lime juice. The acidity helps cut the syrup. Give this a stir. Let it sit overnight, because the fruit is the best part of sangria. Yeah. When you get a little boozy bite.
Guys, try this one.
Take a sip.
Yeah. Get in there.
And these are the cherries if you want to take a bite.
This is so good.
You want one?
I'm off mocktails.
Come on. Come on.
This is delicious.
Drink another drop.
And it's sweet, but not sweet.
Next up, this cocktail is inspired by one of my favorite restaurants in New York, Res Dora. Chef Stefano Secchi comes on the show all the time. We love him here. I had a cocktail at the restaurant. It's called the Romagna in New York, which plays on the fact that the Lambrusco is from the Romagna region of Italy.
Okay.
I learned a lot, okay?
She brought it back. She was there 2 weeks.
You retained it.
Exactly.
That's the good part.
So in here, I have some gin. I'm going to add some lemon juice. I'm going to add some lime juice. And this is definitely a stronger one. And I like that I'm using a mason jar here, because it's a batch cocktail, but you only need a little bit for these cocktails. Okay. So this is great to store in your fridge, which is nice. I'm adding some grappa. Yes, I know that's
grappa's
a bit potent.
That's strong.
Trust me.
Is grappa for dessert traditionally?
Yeah, it's like an aperitivo.
Yeah, helps digest stuff, right?
Yeah. If you want to call it that. We're going to add a little rose water. Brings out the herbal flavor in the gin. And then I made a really strong ginger simple syrup. So you mix this up, let this sit in the fridge for about an hour or two. And then the showstopper portion of this is you just top it with a little bit of Lambrusco, and it layers over top. Because
look
the base,
how beautiful that is.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. So thank you, Stefano, for the inspiration.
So it's less dense, so it rises to the
top.
What's the garnish?
A little candied rose petal from Anthony Catrino and my wonderful assistant, Nam. They made those for me.
Legends. We're almost out of time. What do we have here? Because this one looks awesome.
This one is, Anthony, you want to say it?
You drink it?
Arancha Rush. I can't really say it that well. But it's a bourbon-based cocktail, so it's my take on the Gold Rush.
Craig's missing out.
I know. Wow. So a little bit of orange juice, a little bit of honey simple syrup, orange honey simple syrup.
That's delicious.
A little bit of orange liqueur, and then a little bit of lime juice to cut it. And you're all set. Pour it over ice and a little bit of candied orange peel.
So good.
Can I say cheers to Stilo?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll cheers to that.
There you go.
Cheers.
And I'm off to mocktails.
This is
back
the prettiest drink I've ever seen.
It's so good.
Thank you so much.
Thank you much, Katie. For these recipes, head to today.com/food, and we will be right back.
Jacob, Tom, we don't always have drinks here, but thank you so much for hanging out with us this morning. Monday on the third hour of today, just in time for the fourth, a grilling expert shares the secrets to the perfect steak.
It's going to be a really good show. Coming up on Hoda and Jenna, a dating expert reveals the things men are really looking for in a partner.
Hmm. And then tomorrow morning, don't forget, we've got Earth Odyssey with Dylan Dreyer.
Love it.
Chanel's got her
the
show.
The one and only.
We'll see you next week. Have a safe holiday.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Happy fourth. I don't know where to go.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. With blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. Discover legendary taste with America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.